Red Brick Media. High quality CDs, DVDs, lectures, khutbah, conferences and Quran recitations. All revenue generated supports our dawah work, supported by visiting our store. You can now purchase directly from our site, www.redbrickmedia.co.uk.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the fifth of six segments for GLM TV, talking about the six rights of a Muslim over another Muslim. Remind ourselves of them again so that we don't forget, inshallah. The first, the salam. The second, responding to the invitation. The third, sincere advice. The fourth one, which is the one that we just talked about, is that when they sneeze and they praise Allah, that you say arhamakallah, respond by saying, invoking Allah's mercy for them. And the fifth, that when they become ill, that you visit them. Visiting the sick is from the rights of the Muslims. And again, it is a forgotten sunnah in our time. We hear the brother had an accident, the brother is not well. Sometimes we even hear the brother has a terminal illness or the sister has a terminal illness. We say, oh, inshallah, we'll make time. And then the janazah comes and we neither make time nor to visit the sick nor for the janazah. And again, visiting the sick, this is a huge thing. You imagine how a person feels. And in Islam, nobody should ever be alone. We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we should expect to have, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our brothers and our sisters around us to support each other. The believers are awliya of each other. They are friends and supporters and helpers, one of another. So when one of them is sick, we visit. And we take pride in doing so. We take happiness in doing so. We feel the ihtisab, this feeling that Allah Azza wa Jal will reward us, inshallah, for our actions. We visit the sick, we say kind words to them. La ba'sa tahuran, inshallah. Shafak Allah. As'alullah al-azim, Rabb al-arsh al-azim an yashfik. And all of the other, you know, sort of ad'iyah, the dua that we are required to make when we visit the sick. We say kind words to them, we encourage them. They're in need of advice at this time, sometimes, especially if it's a terminal illness. Don't sit there and sort of wail, you know, and sit there and sort of say, oh, subhanAllah, we can't believe that, you know, you have this. Say to them, ya akhi, you may well be leaving this world, and perhaps I will leave this world before you do. Things are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let me give you some advice. Make tawbah. Think about what you've done. Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Take yourself to account before Allah Azza wa Jal takes you to account. Say la ilaha illallah. Be from those people who the last word that they say is la ilaha illallah. Recognize that sickness comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. That there is a wisdom in it. That there is a good in it for you. That your sins are being washed away. La ba'sa tahuran, inshallah. Don't worry about it. Inshallah, it will be a purification for you. Inshallah, it will purify your sins. There's no harm in you making this statement. And there's an interesting point about why we say inshallah here, when in general it's forbidden for us to say inshallah when we make dua. The ulama say that this is because this is not a dua in itself. When you say la ba'sa tahuran, inshallah, it is a statement that don't worry, this is a purification, inshallah. Rather than may Allah purify you. You're not allowed to say may Allah cure you, inshallah. May Allah bless you, inshallah. May Allah have mercy on you, inshallah. This is not allowed in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Instead, you are commanded when you make dua to make dua with certainty and to make dua with determination. O Allah, cure this person. O Allah, help this person. O Allah, make this person strong. Make this person firm. But when you say la ba'sa tahuran, inshallah, you're making a statement. Don't worry about it. This is a purification for you, inshallah ta'ala. Visiting the sick is from the best of the righteous deeds. Whoever visits his Muslim brother, he remains engulfed in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when he sits with him, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers him. Look about how we said, when you revive a sunnah, when you implement the sunnah, what happens? You bring all the good upon yourself and upon that individual. Good upon good. Nurun ala nur. Light upon light. Instead of simply, bring something for yourself and being selfish and holding on to it. You're bringing good upon yourself, good upon the individuals, good upon those people who watch you do it and learn that sunnah. You should rush when you hear that someone is sick to go and visit them. Again, there is some fiqh. There are some points of fiqh to this. It is important that you visit them at an appropriate time, that you seek permission if it's necessary, that you don't overcrowd. You know, subhanAllah, someone's in their dying moments or, you know, last breath, and you know, their family is around them, and you know, you sort of push everybody out the way. You need to sort of have a little bit of wisdom. And you know, you don't detain them excessively long if they're in a lot of pain. You don't sort of strain them. You know, the basic things that we expect people to do. But in general, you visit them and you give your sincere advice to them. You make dua for them. And this dua comes back upon you, as all good comes back upon you. Hal jaza'u al-ihsani illa al-ihsan. Is there any reward for good except good that comes back to you? Is there any reward for doing good except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you and give you barakah and do it to you? And increase for you in what it is that you want in this dunya and in the akhirah. So it only brings about good. And this is how what happens when you revive the sunnah. Whoever visits the sick Muslim at the beginning of the day, the angels send their prayers of blessing upon him until the evening comes. And whoever visits him at the end of the day, the angels send their salam or upon him until the morning comes, or their salah upon him until the morning comes. It is important when you visit the sick to be positive. Again, not to be not to be unrealistic. If the person is expected to die, give them the sincere advice. Say to them, "Laqinu mutakum la ilaha illallah." Say to the people who you think are going to pass away, say La ilaha illallah. Don't be shy. It doesn't do them any harm. If they recover after that, La ilaha illallah didn't harm them in anything, inshallah. But it is important that you be positive, that you don't come and add to their worries. Come and, oh, have you got anything for me to eat? Or have you got anything for me to drink? Or I've come so far. Or I'm really sick myself. And you know, subhanAllah, you don't complain. You come to be a positive. And say, La ba's. Don't worry about it. Alhamdulillah, you're fine. You know, may Allah make it a means of purification for you. May Allah cure you. May Allah give you reward for it. May Allah purify your sins. You make dua and you make them feel at ease and you're positive. It is important to take the time to remind the person to repent, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter who they are. No matter how, subhanAllah, pious in your eyes or in the eyes of the people you think that individual is, it's important that you remind them these things. And wallahi, you will gain the reward, inshallah, and you will gain the benefit, and that person will end up thanking you in the long run for your advice if you give them sincere advice. Whereas if you feel shy because you feel that they're more pious or more better than or better than you as an individual, or that they are like have a higher standing than you, then in the end of the day you didn't benefit them and you didn't benefit yourself. It's important to give that sincere advice, to say to people, repent, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fear Allah azza wa jal. You know, think this sickness is a chance for you to recover, inshallah, and be a better Muslim than you were before. Take this opportunity because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you in your sickness for what you used to do when you were healthy. And if you didn't used to do anything when you're healthy, then you shouldn't expect that Allah azza wa jal will be giving you that kind of reward when you are sick. And it's a chance for the person who visits the sick as well to take admonition for themselves, to remind themselves of sickness, to remind themselves that their health is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it appropriately. That's all we have time for in this segment, and we have one more segment to go, inshallah, in this 6 series set of mini lectures or pieces of advice regarding the hadith of the 6 rights of a Muslim over a Muslim. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, shahadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, wa salatu wa salam ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم